For some of you, my talking about the two realities of the heavenly and the earthly may be completely new and somewhat foreign at first. The introduction of a new truth always causes disruption to us. It upsets our fruit basket and then some. The truth, when it first comes, is almost always received negatively. Right now we're being unsettled from our place of comfort, looking at a different dimension, maybe one we've never realised existed or one we've preferred to ignore. The reality is, beloved of God, we live in two realities. Our feet physically here on the earth, our spirits seated in heavenly places in Christ. Our journey is to come to the realisation of the heavenly. Though we can't see it, that is the superior of the two. Earthbound as we are, affected by situations and circumstances that surround us, we're apt to say that's too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good. The truth is that unless we see things from another perspective, we're doomed to lose the battle with the adversary every single time because we are fighting on his level. The Father has placed us high above all this in order that we may reinforce the Son's victory on the cross and defeat the enemy while we are here on the earth. We are in the place to seek the strategy of God for any and every situation or circumstance. We call it prayer. We find out what plan God has to defeat our current situation or circumstance. Then we ask, and we see it happen. If not sooner, then later. Remember Daniel. It took the angel 21 days to reach him and bring him succour, so great was the battle in the unseen realm. The heavenly battle is real and immediate, but God. Jesus overcame all the powers of the evil one on the cross, and so can we in him. But it's a process, and a process that takes a lifetime. Life in the Spirit is about two things, displacement and choices. We have to displace our current understandings and mindsets and continually choose the higher path as he shows us. We'll need to be in this for the long haul, not the short sprint. We'll need to become constant, not tossed to and fro. We'll need to be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We'll need to set aside earthly claims and focus on the heavenly one. But that's where we started in this session. It is the normal Christian life. It's just that we haven't seen it up till now. It's a life, as Jesus described it, of abiding in the vine. So how about it, beloved? How about it? The choice is yours. Turkey or eagle, you get to choose.